This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
You can be part of the problem when you don't get the information right. When you don't get the information that you need, if you would, the real information you need, to be able to speak to some of these issues. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Listen, send me an email, Joe, at the real, you know, I gotta remind you every Monday. I gotta remind you about this. I felt like my mother. Hopefully, she's not listening. You send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. All right, let me know if there's a particular topic, particular person you want me to bring on. I think it would be great. And again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to call in. If you want text alert, some of you don't like the email thing or the email gets caught in your spam. I get all of that. But you've got to be finding a way to let you know what's going on because a lot of you, you don't pay attention. You know what I'm saying? That's all. I'm going to leave it at that. Anyway, you can always look for a text alert by texting TRS. Come on, write it down. TRS. To 77-222. TRS is 77-222. All right, California's at it again. Like it never stopped, right? But California's at it again. I love these guys. They can't find crazy laws, crazy things to enact that they don't like. I mean, anything but dealing with the homeless issue, anything with dealing with, with helping families stay in California, keeping businesses from running. We lost 700,000 residents, although may not be a bad thing. I don't know. It depends on who they were. We lost 700,000 residents last year who left California. And I don't know what the number was. A friend of mine told me it was close to 2,000. Businesses left the state because of the laws, because of how hard it is to do business here. And now San Francisco's looking to ban paper cups. Let's not ban crapping in the streets. Let's not ban shooting up in the streets. Let's not ban urinating in the streets because paper cups are much more dangerous. I don't know. Something might be wrong with me. Whatever. All right. So like many other states across the country, minimum wage, in California, it's going to go up another buck to $12 an hour. That's for companies with 25 employees or less. If you have more than 25 employees, then now you're at $13 an hour. Okay? So now California does such a great job of managing its money, it's going to tell small businesses what they have to do to help the economy, manage their business. Independent workers, another bill, AB 5, It's aimed directly at what's referred to these days as a gig worker. Now, a gig worker is somebody, they don't have a 9-to-5 job. They're kind of, we used to call them piece workers way back when, right? You know, you get a specific project job or what have you. Hey, go do this. And when you did this, then you were able to, you got paid for it. It was really that simple. Wasn't that hard. Right? But not anymore. Under AB 5, the workers would be considered employees, not independent contractors, if the employer controls the work, directs them in the course of their work, or if the worker's job is part of the company's core business. So, in other words, there are no more gig workers. You know, I know plenty of single moms that actually write stories, and they get paid, you know, story by story for newspapers and other publications and what have you. And that's what we'd refer to as a gig worker. Now, they can do stories. I think it's 4 or 5 a year. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful for them? So now, these gig workers that made a few hundred extra dollars a month, maybe to pay for, I don't know, insurance or food or car payment, God forbid, can't do that anymore. Just amazing. And hairstyles, yeah, California becomes the first state to ban workplace and school discrimination based on a person's natural hairstyle or hair texture. That includes braids, twists, and locks. That's just hilarious. Although it's not what originally brought it about. What originally brought it about were things like dreadlocks, which are not natural. You make that happen, do you not? And again, let's not deal with unemployment. Let's not deal with cramping in the streets. Let's deal with lactation accommodations. Now, I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail on this one, but really, seriously. California's had a law requiring employees to provide breaks for nursery moms. Many were forced to express breast milk in a bathroom stall or office closet. The new law requires companies to provide appropriate lactation accommodations that is close to the employer's work area. They have to have electric plugs and is free of intrusion. Okay. Anyway. Arbitration agreements. Some of you know what arbitration agreements are. When you go to work, there's certain things, or even certain contracts, you agree not to go through the court system, but actually go through an arbitration. Well, no longer in California. They can force you, or they can't force you any longer, to sign a mandatory arbitration agreement as part of your employment. So again, we're going to tell the employer, how to handle their employees. This isn't a nanny state. This is a Gestapo state. Let's see if Kimberly Marin can get me off the wall. We'll be back in a minute. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Oh, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We always appreciate it. You like my shirt? I got Russia Made Me Do It shirts on. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5561. Thank you for joining me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. I hate when you guys are part of the problem. I really do. Anyway, always a pleasure. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. And this week, I'm heartbroken. This is like your last appearance of the year.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so once in a while. Yeah, it works out that
way. And I almost forgot about it again.
Oh, God.
I've been on vacation for a week. My days are all screwed up.
Oh, that's because you're busy taking, what, 17 trees down or something like that?
17 what? No, my trees are still up. My trees are still up, all
of them.
Are
they really? What is wrong with you?
It's not even New Year's Eve yet.
It's close enough.
And besides, I'm using the new excuse of the Epiphany now.
What? Try that in English.
The Epiphany. It's when the three wise men came to give gifts to Jesus or something. I don't know.
That wasn't two days later. You know that.
It was the January 6th or 7th.
Yeah, like a year later.
Are you the religious one? I don't even know what I'm talking about.
That's why when I put the manger up, I never put up the wise men, because they weren't there that night. You know what I'm saying?
So should I take them down? So should I take my wise men down and put them back?
Give them a shot of whiskey. They'll be happy. You know? They'll be fine for a few days. Anyway. Oh, God.
Can I leave the farm animals?
Yes, the farm. Just make sure Joe Biden's nowhere around. That's all I'm going to say.
Anyway. Yeah, right?
Right. God bless. This was a family show until 10 minutes ago. All right. So,
I'm on it now.
Joe Biden, one of our favorite people. I mean, this guy, I don't even know what to do with him anymore. I mean, I was listening to a gag reel of his yesterday, and I just found it so amusing. And people still see him as a viable candidate for president. I'm thinking to myself, the guy, he's scary, isn't he?
Oh, no. He did like an editorial type meeting today in New Hampshire, so I was watching it live on Facebook.
Oh, this ought to be good. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God, it was so bad. He's incoherent. I had never heard him speak for that length of time answering questions and whatever. Yeah. He was literally incoherent. Now I understand why he's nicknamed Sleepy Joe. It was so bad. And I don't know why people think he's a moderate. He thinks climate change is the number one issue in this country. He's so far out of touch. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Drop him off in San Francisco for a week. Let's see how he feels about it.
And he thinks that the Bill of Rights, all the amendments in the Constitution, were made to be changed. They weren't, you know.
Okay.
How the Founding Fathers intended. They were meant to be changed.
Ah. Well, wait a minute. In all fairness, amendments can be changed. Just not at the snap of a finger and not by a new law that's passed. Most of these, you know, it's really funny that most of these Democrats think that you can easily change this by simply passing a new law. And it was never the way it was supposed to be. It's not the way it's supposed to be. And maybe they need to take, I don't know, maybe they need to take another class. That won't help.
Well, the problem is the classes they are taking teach them in left-wing colleges that the Constitution is a living, breathing document that was meant to be changed all the time.
There you go. That's right.
So,
God.
We don't want them to take a class unless we're teaching it.
No, they, again, it's really sad. I've been screaming at a lot of our right-leaning friends and saying, look, you're educators, you're teachers. What are you doing? What are you waiting for? Why aren't you out there? You know, why aren't you the ones teaching history? Why aren't you the ones that are teaching science and what have you? You know?
Right.
So,
I know some, but there's just not enough. And often they can't be vocal about their views or anything, you know, for fear of retribution.
Yeah. Well, listen,
is that the right word I meant?
Yeah, yes. But I want to have some fun with you about California, okay? So you know California, right? I mean, San Francisco now is looking to ban, you ready for this? Plastic coffee cups because of what it does to the ecosystem. Now, we're not going to, let's not ban human excrement, right? Crapping in the streets. Let's not ban peeing in the streets. Let's not ban, you know, shooting up in the streets, because when that washes away into the system, it doesn't harm anybody. But, you know, let's ban paper cups. Any thoughts on that?
Let's ban paper and plastic cups, but keep letting people poop in the streets.
Oh,
that's
crazy.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's wonderful. No, I love these people. And they think that, you know, let's not do anything about the homeless. Let's not do anything about, you know, all the, we lost 700,000 residents last year, 2,800 businesses. Hey, not a big deal, right?
Wow.
Now we have another law about hairstyles. Did you hear about this one? The law that says we are the first state to ban workplace and school discrimination based on a person's, now here's the key word, a person's natural hairstyle or hair texture. It's supposed to protect people who have braids, twists, and locks. However, it started off somebody complaining about having dreadlocks. I'm sorry, dreadlocks are not natural. Well, they're natural if you don't wash your hair, I guess.
Yeah, no one's born with dreadlocks. Okay? Those are created. That's not natural hair. Those are created.
Okay. And you're a woman, so you're probably, I don't know if you're going to, you know, yell at me on this or what, but with everything that we have going on, right, the shared bathrooms and all that fun stuff, right, lactation accommodations now. Now, California has had a law requiring employees to provide breaks for nursing moms, but they've been forced into, you know, bathroom stalls or office closets and that kind of. So now we have to, an office now has to actually create a place where you can come in and, you know, close the door, you can lock the door, and you have a little plug for whatever device you might need. And so it's a little lactation room, because it's very important to have those and not keep the homeless from pooping in the street. But give me your thoughts.
I don't know why anyone stays in business in California. I really don't. I don't know how they do. They have to spend so much money conforming to ridiculous government mandates that I can't believe anyone stays in business there that has employees and has to follow all these mandates, especially small businesses. Does this apply to small businesses, too, mom-and-pop shops, okay, who maybe have a couple employees?
You have to have over, I think it's... 5 employees.
That's a small business.
Yeah, I'll check. Well, listen, we can't do. We'll talk about this the other side of the break. I should have saved this for you because you and I will have a lot of fun with this. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Bacini, your host. Kimberly's not going anywhere. She'll be with us right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton praising the church in the town of White Settlement near Fort Worth for how prepared its volunteer security team was in putting down the shooter Sunday. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
I've never heard a solution that offers a way to prevent this from ever happening again. So knowing that, all I'm saying is that
We should be prepared for when it does happen.
Paxton speaking with reporters, telling them that the West Freeway Church of Christ is a model for other churches to follow. Paxton would not speculate on a motive, only saying the shooter was homeless and had visited the White Settlement Church several times before.
The two men killed in the shooting, members of the church's security team, they're identified as Anton Wallace, 64 years old, from Fort Worth, and Richard White, 67, from River Oaks. Wallace, a deacon and longtime congregant of the church. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Can I, couple of nitwits?
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
Joe McKinney, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. We always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots happening there. All right, let's get back at it. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, kind of kick the week off, get things rolling. Last appearance of the year for her here. You know, I mean, I know it's an old joke, but whatever. Anyhow, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Are you like one of those old fogies that probably falls asleep at, what, 9:35 and wake up when the fireworks goes off or something?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
You're not watching the stuff on TV, are you? Really?
Oh, we might have it on in the background, but I stay up and then we watch the ball drop for sure.
Okay. I'm just checking. I want to make sure. That's all.
Nah. I don't know what we'll be doing. We'll probably just be hanging out, maybe watch a movie, but we watch the ball drop for sure.
Cool. All right. Let's quickly go through some of these other crazy California laws, because there's other people don't believe it when I tell them this is going on, but I know you've been at this long enough to believe pretty much all of this stuff, and that is arbitration agreements. We kind of touched on that, and you and I are very familiar with those, where when you go to work for somebody, it's an arbitration agreement. It says, hey, look, instead of going through the whole court system, you agree to go to arbitration. You know, there's usually two or three people. Usually it's a two or three person panel, and they make the decision as to whether you're right or the employee's right. Don't see anything wrong with that. But California says, no, not so much. No more. And again, let's not deal with pooping in the street. Let's deal with arbitration agreements.
So basically they just, was that like a boon for lawyers? California seems to, legislators seem to really like putting money in lawyers' pockets.
Apparently so. You know, there's enough money. And then the one I love, the one that's really great, that's going to drive even more people out, is rent control. So if a local community doesn't have rent control, we saw what that did in Boston when I grew up as a kid.
Yes, and in New York, everywhere.
Yep. Oh,
it's
yeah.
a failure.
Oh, but it's a Democrat failure, so they have to keep implementing it, right?
Keep doing it. Yeah, yeah.
So the law limits.
The Democrats are like hamsters on the wheel.
The law limits rent increases to 5% each year plus inflation, but never above 10% total ever. So anyway, I get a kick out of this because, you know, the reason I buy property to rent out is to make sure the state tells me how much I can charge. Don't you?
Right.
All right.
Well, it's not like California is a free market anymore. Not with the people, the crazies running the asylum up there.
Yep. No. I don't even...
Or over there, I should say.
Yeah, over there. That's right. We definitely... This is definitely a different country altogether. Okay, here's the one that sent you to the roof earlier, which I think is hilarious. School suspensions now. Students in elementary school can't... Well, you can't really easily suspend them anymore for causing trouble at school. The law bans schools from suspending students in grades 4 through 8 for disrupting school activities or defying teachers and or administrators. Students in grades K through 3 already have this protection. High school students, though, well, they'll have to wait till 2025 to enjoy this protection. So now, hey, throw those chairs around, kids. You're fine.
Okay, so first of all, under the Obama administration, they made the rules already so you could had a hard time disciplining kids who were violent or did things like that in class. But now California's just cementing it. I don't know why anyone wants to teach in California. I wouldn't.
Get the heck
out while you can.
You have to look at the child's, you know, socioeconomic status, what's going on at home, what's going on in their environment, all of that before you actually decide. Why and how to suspend them.
So basically, neither the teacher or the other kids in the class should be allowed to be safe because of one psycho kid.
That's right. You got
That's brilliant.
That's how it works.
Yeah, that kid is more important than all the other kids. Yes, I agree. Try to deal with issues, but get him the heck out of the classroom in the meantime so he doesn't harm himself, the teacher, or other kids.
Well, that's yeah. Go ahead. That's the part they forget.
It's insanity.
Too, you know?
You're going to have children of the corn in California in every school. Seriously.
There you go. There's a nightmare I can live without. All right.
Do Democrats in California not realize how insane the legislature has become? Or are they just part of the problem?
Here's what I can't understand. In California, I'm telling you, almost 90% of the local electeds are Republicans. I'm talking school boards, water boards, city councils, that kind of stuff. I mean, a major percentage of them up and down the state are Republicans. They can't make the jump to the state level. It just smells like something's wrong.
I was just going to ask you something because we have that issue in New Hampshire, only it's opposite. A lot of people on the local level are Republican, but then at the federal level, it's always Democrat. It's been lately always Democrats.
Right.
And we have an issue with out-of-staters voting in our elections, being legally allowed to.
Yeah, good.
I'm thinking that your election issues probably have to do with illegals voting. Because you have motor voter there, correct?
Yeah, but we had, I was Truth the Voter, one of those that sued the state.
Truth the Vote.
And they won. And now the state has to clean up, I think it's 1.5 million voters on the rolls that are either dead, not here, registered in two places, you know, all of that. They got to go and clean up those rolls.
Okay, but you have motor voter there, which
know.
If someone is registered to get a license or goes to the welfare office or whatever, they're automatically registered to vote. Okay?
I don't know what you want me to do. I know.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's not the only state that does it. All right.
That's why I don't want motor voter in New Hampshire. I'm like, no. It'll be even worse than it is now.
Oh, hey, listen. AB 1762, dog areas. California Department of Parks and Recreation now has decided to carve out places at every park just for dogs to take a crap. Why can't they do that in San Francisco?
Oh, my God.
All right, don't say it.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? All right.
Here is the people pooping zone. No, it doesn't matter, Joe, because you think that people would do it.
No, but it's
dogs
great.
Listen better than people.
God. All right, last but not least, the one that's going to send you through the roof, healthcare.
Oh, God.
There you go. California has a new law now that offers healthcare for undocumented immigrants now. So any undocumented immigrant under the age 25 or younger, regardless of their immigration status, can't be asked about their immigration status, how much they make or whatever, can now go in and get taken care of. Isn't that humane of us?
Oh, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. Massachusetts is already doing that, by the way. That's fabulous.
All right.
Yeah. So all you suckers who are paying taxes in California, you're paying for all of this crap. And I mean literally crap.
Yeah, listen, there was an article.
It's awful.
You asked me during the break, why do they do this? There was an article that came out about a month ago that simply said, this is Market Watch. This isn't even, a right-leaning paper, but nearly half of the U.S. homeless live in California.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, think about that. So half of...
And I was...
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, and I was watching a show about this whole issue recently, and they said that homelessness has declined everywhere else in the country, but it's increased by a huge percentage in California.
Well, come here. Matter of fact, if you're an illegal homeless person, you'll really make some decent money.
And they can't say it's... Well, exactly. And they can't say it's due to the weather.
No.
Because it's decreased in Arizona and Nevada.
Yeah.
And those places are warm all year round, too.
They have climate change and we don't or something. I don't know how that works. I really don't get into it. Hey, listen. I saw all over the place, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, EFG, they were all screaming and they're blaming Trump for the latest shooting in Texas because, he's so racist and hateful that that's what he breeds. They're blaming Trump.
Wait, I thought they were blaming him for the hate crimes in New York.
Oh,
they're blaming
him
for the Texas shooting?
Not just New York. Oh, yeah, because all this nastiness, all this hate, all the racism is because of his tweets. Did you know that?
Okay, so it was a...
Full sentences work better.
People of color who were attacking Jews in New York City.
Okay, yeah, that's his fault somehow, yeah.
That's somehow his fault. And, I did see that yesterday, and I'm like, well, I don't understand. Trump is one of the most, if not the most, pro-Israel president we've ever had, at least in my lifetime. He's the one who finally, after all these presidents, said, yes, we'll have our... what's it called?
I have no idea.
In Israel. They put it in Bethlehem,
in Jerusalem. They
you know
put
what
the,
I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Jerusalem. Thank you. Yes.
Go ahead.
He was the first. All these other presidents going down the line for years all said, yeah, we're going to do that. He was the one who did it.
Yeah.
So I don't understand how anyone says that anti-Semitism is because of him.
Well, here's
he's
the deal.
Pro-Israel.
If he would just ban all guns, we wouldn't have any of this trouble. Because, they only kill Jews, blacks, and anyway. We'll talk more about this at the end of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin's going nowhere. She'll be with us after the break. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had
really bad heart palpitations, and since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just being on it and being involved and being engaged. Speaking about being involved, Kimberly Moran joins me as she does every week to kind of kick the week off, get things rolling. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I know that you're, you know, an instructor for guns and pistols and that kind of stuff, but, you know, given all the violence today, I mean, really, should you really be teaching people how to use guns? Seriously.
I firmly believe that women, because I mostly teach women.
Oh, wait a minute. You're going to give women guns? Oh, my God. We're all going to be in trouble.
Oh, don't even.
Yeah. No, listen, you heard Joe Biden, right, when he talked about...
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And just shoot a shotgun out the door. Oh, yeah. I don't scare off
and
any intruder.
They'll go running away. Honest. I should
what
know.
What a maroon. No, as you know, okay, so let's use the church shooting and white settlement that just happened, okay, as an example.
Yep.
So a killer comes in illegally. He has he's already a criminal. He illegally got a shotgun somehow. He comes into a church with the intent of killing as many people as possible. If no one had a firearm, and they weren't legally able to carry in churches until recently, if no one had a firearm, what would have happened? Someone would have called 911, waited 20 minutes for the SWAT team to gather and get themselves there. No offense to SWAT, but this is how it works.
Wait for them to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. How many people would have lost their lives because no one in the church was armed and they were waiting for the police, the guys with guns, to come?
A lot
more people.
Yeah.
So this is why I tell people you have to be your own first responder. Cops are great. Dispatch is great. But they're minutes away when seconds matter. This is why a lot of women carry now, because they realize that they are on their own when it comes to protecting themselves. And I've told you before, and the listeners have heard me say this before, I have listened to 911 calls where all the women were on the phone with 911. The ones who had firearms were survivors. The ones who did not were not. They were victims. And some of them ended up dead as a result.
I played that clip. You probably know the one I'm talking about, where the woman called 911 for help. The guy was trying to break into the house. And the 911 operator, I mean, I don't know who she is. I know most of them are good. She actually asked her, "Did you ask him to leave?"
Oh, my.
All right? I'm listening to this woman who sounds like she's, she's terrified. And a 911,
right.
Well, I don't have anybody close to you right now. Did you ask him to leave? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I said, don't you know what you're doing is wrong? Maybe you should leave. And he said, oh, my God, I had no idea. I'm sorry for the noise. And he left. These people are serious.
Yes, some of them are. They really, and especially gun controllers, they're like all offended that, especially that nitwit Shannon Watts, Michael Bloomberg's main Muppet.
Yeah.
She is trying to blame the Texas Attorney General who allowed guns to be carried inside churches. Of course, it wasn't the Texas Attorney General. It was the legislature who voted to allow people to carry concealed in churches because it was against the law before. Well, guess what, you morons? If they didn't do that in Texas, a lot more people would be dead today as a result.
Yeah.
This is how stupid these people are. They don't care about people, about saving lives. They don't care about gun safety. They only care about banning guns and taking people's rights away.
Well, you saw the gun control fools that were talking about the fact that, well, it was nice that he was able to save them. I mean, geez, but it was nice. But if we didn't have guns, if guns weren't available, then we wouldn't have needed him to try to save them. I'm going, you know what?
Tell that to the Jews who were just knifed down by a guy wielding a machete. Yep. In New York City.
Yep.
Really? Moron? Oh, don't get me. You kind of get me started right towards the
I
end
love
of the show, it. Don't
you? I get you. Well, that's because I know you go in the other room and you start beating on your husband afterward. But
I would never do that. I'll beat on left wingers.
Did you hear what he said? That's right. So, but no, seriously. And they're constantly talking about this. They're constantly talking about how it is that if we just would do away with guns. I had a guy I had an argument with over that. He's talking about if we would just shut down the gun manufacturers, we wouldn't have these kind of problems. I said, really? So there'd be no guns in from any other country. There's no manufacturers. The only countries that manufacture guns are here in these United States of America. Is that what you're really trying to get us to buy? Are you serious?
Okay. This is how stupid these people are.
Okay.
They shut down gun ownership in England, right?
Right.
What happened? Law-abiding citizens no longer have the ability to protect themselves, and criminals now just beat the crap out of them or use knives to attack them and victimize them. Crime went up. People can't protect themselves.
Yep.
That's what happened. It's not that crime diminished and, oh my God, no one ever tried to hurt another person. They weren't able to protect themselves from these thug criminals.
I know this is going to be distasteful to some people, but I said, I was talking to someone who went to a school that was in a very high crime area, and I said, so why was it that you guys never experienced shootings there. And in a nonchalant, matter-of-fact way, he said, because everybody had guns. I said, wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
This is a high school. What do you mean everybody had guns? He said, yeah. Well, everybody had guns. You it wasn't like we didn't know who had guns. Everybody had guns. So we had, you know, whatever. Like, wow.
Wow.
Okay. If that isn't a testimony for what we've been pushing, I don't know what is. You know, but people, they don't want to get it. It's not that they don't get it. Let's be honest about it, people. It's because they don't want to get it. That's really what it boils down to. Guns are bad. End of discussion. No matter how many lives they save, no matter how they have saved those lives, they're bad, period. End of discussion.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing that these freaks keep saying is that this guy was trained. Because they somehow think that people who carry concealed don't practice and get training. Do you know how much training I've had? Do you know how much training other people I know have had? It's ridiculous. And they think that people are just ignorant rednecks who just carry a gun because they want to carry a gun.
Well, you've got a Bible in one hand and a gun in the other. But, So they were actually upset that the guy was trained. They were having a problem.
No, they so the guy's a volunteer. They all, a bunch of, I don't know if you saw the video, but several people had gotten training. They were concealed carry holders. Several people took out their firearms, but they had all, and they did not hurt each other. They did not hurt any innocent people. One guy took a shot, and he got him right in the face.
First shot. My God.
It was a great shot.
I want that guy at my church on Sundays. You know what I'm saying?
Right? I know people who train church. I know people who train churches on active shooting and train volunteers to be security. You don't know their security. They're carrying concealed. They're in the church. You don't know it. They're just volunteers who happen to go to that church and want to make sure that their people and themselves and their families are protected.
Yeah,
now, the left just seems to think, or not the left, I'm not going to say the left, gun controllers just seem to think we all just randomly go out and buy firearms and carry them around and don't get any training, which is the furthest thing from the truth. A lot of private gun owners who carry concealed have more training and more practice than police officers.
I agree.
Oh, no, it's true.
No.
I mean...
You're right. I know people that carry guns, and I know what you have to go. In Massachusetts, it used to be easy to get the permit, but you had to go. You had to go for certain training or what have you. Somebody's.
It's the class I teach. You had to get basic pistol training.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And you had to have letters from other sane people in the community that said you were sane. Which
yes.
is yeah, that was hard for me to do at the time too.
I don't even know how I got away with it.
Well, that's a scary thought. Anyway, No, but seriously, to your point, I mean, you're right. There's many, many, many people who have these guns. They don't go get them because they want to be cowboys or want to be cops or have, you know, think they're going to go save the world someday. They know how dangerous it is out there, and they get trained.
And you know. Yeah. There might be some people like that, but just like there's a minority or a small percentage of the outliers in every different kind of group. But I don't know anyone, Joe, to be honest with you, who does not get training and who does not practice and keep up on everything that they're doing and is aware of the laws and knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And people who carry concealed, take it seriously. It's not a light thing to do.
No, you're right. You're right, very seriously. It's funny how people think that, again, with just willy-nilly, and we're not. There's so many of us, or so many that they carry concealed that want to make sure they understand. Anyway, you hear the music. Tell people where to find you.
Absolutely, graniterocks.com and conservativeind on Twitter.
All right, so I can't
Happy New Year!
I'll see you next year. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Yes! Of all the cities with the highest homeless rates, who would they run by? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute.